Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church this morning on this beautiful Lord's Day. And on our call to worship, we're working our way through Isaiah's chapters 40 through 46, one of the greatest sections of the Bible that deals with the creation account, and several verses that shore up the truth that God created the heavens and the earth. And we're looking at verses 21 through 24 today of Isaiah chapter 40, where we read, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And He shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble." The stock referring to those who would take wood and would make to themselves an image to worship and call it God. He said, it will wither, it will be blown away in the wind. You know, I look at this passage of Scripture and my heart is challenged by some of the thoughts that Isaiah brings up here. First, he says that God sits above all His creation. That's an important thought to have planted in your heart and mind, that God is not like us. We're in one spot. Wherever we're at, we're in one spot. We're not everywhere. And you may get on a plane this afternoon and fly to the opposite side of the earth, but you'll be over there. You'll be in one spot. But God is everywhere. He sits above His creation. And then secondly, He says He created it all. He spread the heavens like a curtain. We can understand that as human beings, kind of wrap our mind around all of creation and all of the universe. But He spread it, spoke it into existence. But He also says here in verse 22, it is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. You know, He uses this interesting phrase here. And every once in a while, you hear the unlearned critics talk about Bible-believing people as flat earthers. How many of you have heard that expression before? Bunch of ignoramuses, these Christians, they're a bunch of flat earthers, but the circle of the earth comes from the Bible, and we as Christians know that. Augustine, who lived 1,000 years before Columbus, said that the Bible says that the earth is a circle. Thomas Aquinas later on said that it's very clear empirically that the earth is a circle, and they were simply agreeing with what the Bible said. He sitteth upon the circle of the earth. We're not flat earthers. We're not ignorant because we have a God of knowledge, and we simply rest in His testimony. He's a trustworthy witness because He was the one that made it. And so we as Christians have a firm foundation. Don't run in fear from the world. Don't run in fear by those that would attack us and say, oh, you bunch of flat earthers, you're a bunch of ignoramuses. You don't believe in science. Well, what they've done is they've redefined science to make it mean whatever they want it to mean at the present moment. It's constantly morphing and changing. But I'm grateful this morning that we serve the God who made all things. He made the heavens and the earth, and He made us. And you think about the intricate DNA that makes up one human being and all the things that work together to allow us to be able to move about, to be able to think, to converse, to fellowship. And God made all that. And I'm thankful this morning that we're not here feeling around in the dark about how things came about. We worship the God of all creation. And that's who we're going to worship today as we've gathered together to sing praises to His holy name, to enter into prayer with Him, and then His worship after that.